UMateyu isahluko samachuma amabili lanye. Kwathi ukuba basondele eJerusalema sebefikile eBetfage ngasentabeni ethiwa iOlivet, uJesu wathuma abafundi ababili wathi kubo,
"Hambani liye emzini okhangelene lani, lizahle libone ubabhemi ekhulekiwe lethole lilaye, libakhulule libalethe kimi. Uba umuntu esitsho ulutho kini, lizakuthi inkosi iyabafuna, iza kubabuyisa masinyane."
Lokhu kwenzeka kuba kugcwaliseke okwakhulunywa ngumprofeti ukuthi,
"Tshonini kuZiyoni ukuthi, khangela, inkosi yakho iyeza kuwe, imnene, ikhwele ubabhemi lethole, inkonyane kababhemi."
Abafundi bahamba, benza njengalokhu uJesu wayebalayile, baletha ubabhemi lethole, babeka ingubo zabo phezu kwabo, wakhwela. Inengi lecuku lendlala ingubo zalo endleleni, labanye bagamula ingatsha zezihlahla bazandlala endleleni. Amaxuku ayihamba ngaphambili lababelandela bamemeza bathi,
"Hosana kuyo indodana kaDavida, ubusisiwe ozayo ebizweni lenkosi, hosana kweliphezulu."
Esengenile eJerusalema, umuzi wonke wanyakazela wathi,
"Ngubani lo?"
Amaxuku athi,
"Lo nguJesu umprofethi waseNazaretha elaseGalile."
UJesu wasengena ethempelini, wabaxotsha bonke ababethengisa lababethenga ethempelini, wagenqula amatafula ababetshintshelana imali lezihlalo zalabo ababethengisa inkwilimba, wathi kubo,
"Kulotshiwe ukuthi indlu yami iza kubizwa ngokuthi yindlu yokukhuleka, kodwa lina seliyenza ubhalo lwabaphangi."
Kwafika kuye iziphofu leziqhuli ethempelini wazisilisa, kodwa abapristi lababhali sebebonile izimangaliso azenzayo, labantwana bememeza ethempelini besithi,
"Hosana kuye indodana kaDavide."
Bathukuthela bathi kuye,
"Uyakuzwa lokhu abakutshoyo laba na?"
UJesu wathi kubo,
"Yebo. Kalifundanga yini ukuthi emlonyeni wezingane lowabamunyayo uvezile ukudumisa okuphelelele?"
Wabachiya, waphuma emzini waya eBethani, walala khona. Kwathi esabuyela emzini ekuseni walamba, ebona umkhiwa ngasendleleni wasondela kuwo, kafumananga lutho kuwo kodwa amahlamvu wodwa, wathi kuwo,
"Kakungabe kusavela isithelo kuwe lanini?"
Umkhiwa wabuna khona lapho. Kwathi sebekubonile lokho abafundi bakhe bamangala bathi,
"Umkhiwa ubune kanjani masinyane na?"
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
"Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, uba lilokukholwa lingathandabuzi, kaliyikwenza lokhu okomkhiwa kuphela, kodwa loba lithi kulintaba, quphuka, uphoseke olwandle, kuzakwenzeka. Ngakho ke elikucelayo ngokukhuleka likholwa, liza kukwamukeliswa."
Kwathi esengenile ethempelini, abapristi abakhulu labadala besizwe basondela kuye esafundisa bathi,
"Izinto lezi uzenza ngawapi amandla? Ngubani okunike lamandla na?"
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
"Lami ngiza kulibuza umbuzo ube munye. Uba lingitshela lokho, lami ngiza kulitshela ukuthi ngenza lezi zinto ngawapi amandla. Ubhaphathizo lukaJohane lwavela ngapi, ezulwini ingabe ebantwini na?"
Bakhulumisana besithi,
"Uba sisithi ezulwini, uza kuthi kithi, pho kalikholwanga kuye ngani na? Kodwa uba sisithi ebantwini, siyesaba ixuku, ngoba bonke bathi uJohane ungumprofeti."
Basebempendula uJesu bathi,
"Kasazi."
Wathi kubo,
"Lami kangilitsheli ukuthi ngenza lezi zinto ngawapi amandla. Lithini na? Umuntu wayelamadodana amabili. Waya kweyokuqala wathi, 'Mntanami, hamba uyesebenza namuhla esivinini.' Yaphendula yathi, 'Angithandi.' Kodwa emva kwalokho yaphenduka yahamba. Waya kweyesibili watsho njalo. Yona yaphendula yathi, 'Ngiyahamba, Nkosi.' kodwa kayiyanga. Yiphi kulawo amabili eyenza intando kayise na?
Bathi kuye, eyokuqala. UJesu wathi kubo,
ngiqinisile ngithi kini, abathelisi lezifebe bayangena embusweni kaNkulunkulu phambi kwenu. Ngoba uJohane wafika kini ngendlela yokulunga, kalikholwanga kuye. Kodwa abathelisi lezifebe bakholwa kuye. Kodwa lina lanxa selikubonile, kaliphendukanga emva kwalokho ukuba likholwe kuye. Zwanini omunye umfanekiso. Kwakukhona umnunzana owahlanyela isivini, wasibiyela ngothango, wemba isikhamelo, wakha idumba, wasiqhatshisa kubalimi, waya kwelinye ilizwe. Kwathi sekusondele isikhathi sezithelo, wathuma inceku zakhe kubalimi ukuze zamukele izithelo zakhe. Abalimi bazibamba inceku zakhe, enye bayitshaya, enye bayibulala, enye bayikhanda ngamatshe. Wabuya wathuma ezinye inceku ezinengi kulezo kuqala, benze njalo lakulezo. Ekugcineni wathumela indodana yakhe kibo esithi, baza kuyihlonipha indodana yami. Kodwa abalimi sebeyibonile indodana, bakhulumisana bathi, le yindlalifa, wozani siyibulale, lifa libe ngelethu. Bayibamba, bayiphosela ngaphandle kwesivini, bayibulala. Pho-ke mhla kufika umnini sivini, uzabenza njani abalimi labo na?
Bathi kuye, uza kubabulala kubi labo ababi, lesivini sakhe sinikwe abanye abalimi abaza kumnika izithelo ngezikhathi zazo. UJesu wathi kibo,
kalifundanga yini emibhalweni ukuthi ilitshe elaliwayo ngabakhi yilo eseliyinhloko yengonzi? Lokhu kwenziwe yinkosi, kuyamangalisa emehlweni ethu. Ngakho-ke ngithi kini, liza kwamukwa umbuso kaNkulunkulu unikwe isizwe esiza kuthela izithelo zawo. Lowo owela phezu kwaleli litshe uza kuphahlazeka, kodwa ilowo lalowo eliwela phezu kwakhe liza kumchoboza.
Kwathi abapristi abakhulu labafarisi sebezwile imifanekiso yakhe, bazi ukuthi ubekhuluma ngabo, basebefuna ukumbamba kodwa besaba amaxuku ngoba ayesithi ungumprofeti.